Also joining us is Karen Young, who's a senior resident scholar of the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. Karen, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Go ahead. Jump in.
I was just going to jump in and say, you know, I think it's also important to know that the Saudi Arabian government has actually asked for the release of these 28 pages. So I don't think they're in a position where they're saying we don't, you know, we have something to hide. I also think it's important to frame the discussion in terms of where we are in U.S. domestic politics and how this reflects GCC-U.S. relations right now. They're just at a very, very low point. And I think what most U.S. voters and what the U.S. media is not taking account is that I was just in Riyadh yesterday. I just got home. Everyone watches Fox News, watches MSNBC. They're very, very tuned in to the debates in this presidential electoral cycle. And there's this sense of being under attack, that the U.S. has this kind of distorted view of the root causes of terrorism, and that this is really driving a lot of the hate, a lot of the Islamophobia, a lot of the effort to point fingers. That doesn't mean that Saudi Arabia is a great country, right, or that it's in line with our democratic values. But there's a political effort that I think is driving some of this discussion that I think inside the U.S. we're not fully aware of how the rest of the world, especially people inside the Gulf, are watching our internal debates. We think that it's just happening among us, but it has a huge impact on the way the rest of the world sees us. And I think that's a problem, in that we haven't really been conscious of our own wrongs, right?
Okay.
So there's this perception of U.S. moral superiority in international relations, that the U.S. has been wrong, but it's done no wrong.
Right.
And that's just not true. I mean, the JASTA legislation, what it would do would put our government and our government employees and you know, anyone working in a U.S. corporation in other countries at risk. I mean, if you think about many of the U.S. foreign policy choices in Latin America in the 1980s, crimes of terror, of forced disappearances, of paramilitary justice, state support for many of those crimes, we are implicated.